Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. All right. So as everybody knows, because you're listening to this at this time right now, it is, especially in the search marketing industry, the spring, so to speak, even though it's winter for a lot of people, but the spring conference session schedule is starting to fill up, at least for Dave and I. We have quite a few speaking gigs coming up over the next several months. And so one of the things that we thought would be very beneficial for you guys is to just kind of give you an idea of the things that we're speaking on and where we're speaking at, and just some other thoughts that we had just about conferences and that kind of stuff in general. So, hey, Dave, how's it going?
Good. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing excellent, man. I'm looking forward to this upcoming, these next few months, mostly because I get to hang out with awesome people like you, and we get to network and catch up and eat amazing food at all different places around the country. What'd you say?
I said, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. So this was one of, this is something that we love chatting about. So why don't you just kind of kick us off and get us started on this one, Dave?
So I don't run into this that much. Every so often I will have people, but I know I've done it in the past, and I think we've briefly touched on it. You probably get more people because you speak at a lot more places than I do, but just the how and when to approach speakers and like what questions to ask, whether it's at the end of a session, when you see them at networking events, trying to think what else, if you see them at a conference out and about. Just trying to think of some best practices and some.
So let's start off with some not best practices. Don't try to catch them when you can clearly see they're right as they're about to go into the bathroom.
Or while they're in the bathroom.
Or while they're especially in the
men's bathroom standing there.
Good point. We don't like having conversations while we're going. At least I don't. I don't know about you, Dave. I mean, I am, I'm super approachable, and I know you are too. I know I may look intimidating, but trust me, folks, I'm not.
It's just the beard.
Yeah. Melissa, our friend, she says, oh, no, this is what she tells everybody. Oh, don't be afraid of him. He's just a big teddy bear, which I'm still on the fence if I like that or not. I kind of like, I want people to be intimidated. No, I'm just kidding. I know.
The angry Viking.
Yeah. But, I'm okay with people coming up to coming up and approaching me and asking me any kind of questions. In fact, during at the conferences, after a session when it's over, that's a great opportunity. Like I'm waiting for people to come up, and some of my best conversations with people, and that's actually turned into clients and business too, have been from after my sessions. I mean, I tell people, I will stick around as long as I need to until they kick us out, and then we can go and take it into the hall. I am around to chat as much as needed because, that's why I'm there. And I realize that not everybody that I come up and talk to is going to be a client, but I'm there to help educate people. And if I can give them the education that they need to take back, that's great. And if part of the process is them figuring out, hey, I want to hire this person, then that's great for me as well. And so, also many times I've been able to, meet new people and networking opportunities where, they've come up and ended up becoming friends over the years because they came up and asked a question, and they in turn have, referred a lot of business, to me, just based on them coming to my session and knowing what I do. And so, I'm totally okay with people approaching me in that kind of a situation. I'm not a big drinker. As you know, but you, on the other hand, not saying that you're a big drinker, but you like your beer. And so, I've talked with a lot of people, including yourself, in a networking situation. Hey, come up and buy me a beer. Or in my case, come up and buy me a Coke and let's have a chat. Some of the best, and this is what I've heard from people, some of the best information that has been given, when you're looking for help with SEO or whatnot was, when you're getting that advice after you've given them a couple beers in them.
Yeah, some people start talking lots.
So those are just a couple of mine, and we can get into a little bit more, but what about you, Dave?
Yeah, especially after sessions. And even if you have to run or if you see there's a long line, and sometimes it's weird because like I've had sessions where I've talked and there was like 15 or 20 people and five people came up and had very specific questions. And there's other times where it was like a year and a half ago now where we had like close to 200 people in our content marketing session and only like two people came up to each of us.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, did we cover everything? Did we just confuse everyone? Like what happened? But yeah, it just depends on like, and then sometimes I've walked into sessions where I'm the next session and there's like a line of seven people talking to someone. And I'm like, holy cow, what did they talk about? But if you have seven people deep, and even if they just spend a minute or two with each, most conferences only have a couple minutes in between. You know, they can't stand there. Yeah. So you're going to have to go outside somewhere. Have a business card ready. Write down like your name and what session you saw someone at, or write down, you know, your question, or, you know, I saw your presentation on Pinterest. We're doing XYZ. I have a question. We might be doing a campaign on this. You will get a speaker's attention a lot.
Yes.
When you write something down on a business card like that and says you're doing something that really goes along with what they were just talking about, because they're like, okay, I can answer a question. I can build a relationship with this person. They're doing what I talked about. Whether they're a client now or not, we'll see. But you can continue that conversation with them afterwards.
And then, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, and then you could always, you know, use LinkedIn or go on Twitter. You know, if you don't hear from someone after a couple of days or a week and follow up, you can probably guess most people's email address sometimes, you know, or to try to, you know, just stalk them on LinkedIn or Twitter and find them as well. Say, hey, I gave you my card. I had a question about your presentation at whatever city, whatever conference. You know, I just wanted to follow up and see if you had some time coming up.
You know, and as you were talking about all this, it reminded me of an experience that I had with a gentleman that, you know, I thought he went about it totally the right way. After a session, he basically, you know, because you mentioned, you know, we don't have a lot of time in between the sessions sometime. And he realized that and he started off, hey, you know, I know that I probably don't have enough time for you to answer my question, but do you have any days or any nights free while you're here at this conference? Like, how long are you here?
Yep.
And you know, then he found out, okay, well, I'm free one night. And he's like, because I want to, you know, let me take you to dinner. Let me buy you dinner and let's chat about this. Are you okay with that? And of course I am. You know, I get to meet someone. Someone's going to pay for my dinner. And, you know, we get to chat about stuff, the whole reason that I'm at the conference. And so, you know, that kind of an approach always as well. You know how the only other thing that I would say too is, you know how sometimes, you know, you can tell people in their body language, like if I'm just going down the hall somewhere, if I, you know, you could tell the difference between somebody that has a purpose in going somewhere versus someone that's maybe just strolling and just, you know, heading to a place to kick back, not really worried about time. And so maybe just be a little bit more alert to people's just kind of, I don't know what the best wording for it would be, you know, just their demeanor. Does it look like they're heading somewhere and they don't want to be interrupted, or do they look like they're perfectly okay to be interrupted? Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think I talked about this before, but like years ago, what year is it? Yeah. Many years ago at my very first PubCon, my very first large conference, I think is what it was technically. I just been hit by Florida and I pretty much knew why. My site was hit by Florida, and I happened to be walking out of, at the time, the Hilton, right next to the conference center in Vegas. And I was walking, and I look over, and there's Bruce Clay walking with like two or three other people from Bruce Clay and some other people. And he's walking, just looking at his phone and just kind of walking. And I'm like, he's walking to the conference right now. So all I did was speed up, and I was like, Mr. Clay, I have a quick question if you have a minute while we walk. And he's like, sure, what's up? And basically, in 30 seconds to a minute, I explained everything I knew, what was wrong with the site, and that Florida had just hit and was it pretty much a Florida, you know, smackdown. And he goes, yep. He goes, we just saw a site just like that, da, 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 da. Literally, he listened to me for a minute or two and then was able to say, yeah. That's great. Like one of the big goals I had going there was like, there was a couple signs that it was Florida and there was a couple signs it wasn't and whatnot. And I was able to confirm with him.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head with what I try to tell so many people when they ask, hey, is this conference worth it or that conference worth it? Or, you know, just sometimes even for the simple fact of, you know, in this case, you were able to talk to someone and get something that you already knew validated. But for many, you know, many years, I remember going to conferences before I was speaking and, you know, it was listening to someone say something and I was like, yep, validates me. You know, I necessarily didn't get anything out of it, but it helped me understand that I'm not that far away from where these people are or, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just looking because I had the site had been hit and it was doing quite well. I knew it had thin content. I knew it had all sorts of problems, but I didn't really care. It was 2004. Yeah.
So speaking, getting, you know, back into like transitioning a little bit, I guess, into the conference part of it. Maybe should we share a little bit about what we're going to be talking about and where we're going to be talking over the next few months?
We could probably start with where we're both going to be, which is Engage.
Yes.
Why are people calling my house? Don't call my house.
Don't do that. Don't you know we're podcasting?
Oh, my goodness.
No, but you and I are going to both be in Portland at Engage. And
note to self, don't podcast when the wife is home. We're calling her. I don't know why they're calling this.
But speaking of the wife, you're speaking with the wife at Engage.
I am in speaking with the wife. First time we are on the same panel together, and it's just us.
And I'm so excited that I'm actually going to be able to see it. This is going to be great.
Yeah, you are not speaking at the same time. So,
and that usually doesn't happen.
We will not have boxing gloves or any that going on.
So what are the two of you going to be speaking on at Engage?
On SEO. And I will drop a link in this to it if you are going to Engage or if you just want to give us a fun topic. And we can, you can always reach back out to me, but the goal is, I think I need to change the title. I think it's called like He Said, She Said. I'm trying to play off on stuff without upsetting anyone, but we're both going to give our own take on ways to fix an SEO problem. So say you have an e-commerce site and you have crazy faceted navigation and you have a million pages, but you really only have like 10,000 SKUs. There's probably some problems going on there.
Yeah.
So I have a form. It's a Google form. And we're both going to individually go about our own way and kind of break down how we would solve that problem.
Very cool.
Because the whole goal of it is to show that there's rarely ever a single way to solve a problem.
Yeah.
We'll probably have some things that are very similar because we do approach some things like that in the same way, but I think we'll present it differently and we'll just cover it differently too. So that's kind of the goal.
Awesome. And what I'm going to be talking on is, you know, take a wild guess, visual content. And so I'm actually looking forward to this one. It's going to be a great panel with, I'm going to be focusing a lot on the more of the, you know, the image side of the visual, whereas, my co-presenter is going to be talking more about the video side of things and we can get your links to, you know, my session and stuff as well. And so I'm excited. Like in the Engage conference, one of my favorite conferences, I always tell people it's in the top three of all the conferences that I look forward to every year. And so, those people at SEM PDX know how to do it right. So shout out to them. And then, I guess we could go transition to the next one. And I am going to be speaking in a couple of weeks at, the Austin PubCon. But then fast forward to April and the, PubCon Florida in Fort Lauderdale, where the both of us are going to be speaking again.
And it is a 2-day event plus training this year.
Yes. And so it's going to be a much bigger event. And I think that's great because Fort Lauderdale, that area, it's so beautiful. and such a great venue. And the conference center is amazing, and they have probably one of the best places for hoagie sandwiches that Dave and I have ever found.
Yes, and it's also warm.
Yes, not that, you know,
says matters the, to me. Says the person looking out at -6 degrees with wind chill, especially fall and snow.
So in Florida, what are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to be talking with Mr. Sean Jackson about podcasting.
Yay!
So, and I will try to talk about all of the stuff that you poor listeners have had to put up with.
And we will continue to get better for you.
If not, then we are both in trouble. That is a goal.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I'm just talking about that. And I think you are talking about visual content.
Yeah, going to be talking about visual content again. And then I am going to be speaking at the Zenith Conference in Duluth, Minnesota.
Ooh.
And so I look forward to that one. I don't know exactly the topics, but Marty has asked me if I would be there. And so I look forward to doing that one. And then there's several more, you know, just down the road, but that's a pretty busy fall schedule. And so I guess spring schedule. Thank you. I'm just thinking in my head of the fall schedule that's starting to get busy, but it's a pretty busy spring schedule for us both. And so I guess, Dave, the you know, just kind of giving me some final thoughts as far as, you know, with conferences and what you're speaking at and just people approaching and like how can they get the most out of, you know, us? How can they get the most out of these conferences? And, you know, what can we do to continue to do better?
Actually, hold on. I forgot. I'm also at the, it's a hashtag MDMC, Midwest Digital Marketing Conference.
Oh, awesome.
Which I'm speaking about how to basically win at SEO. But it's also interesting because it's a nonprofit. So all of the money that they make from the sale of the tickets and all the sponsorship goes to, I looked at the other day, I believe it all goes to like scholarships and stuff for students at the local, because it's put on by the local university.
Well, that's very similar to how the whole Zenith conference
is, that what Duluth they do,
so that, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's cool.
You know what? We'll give links just so you know, everybody. We'll give links to all these conferences on the post.
And so. This is in St. Louis. So we're pretty much covering, except for the East Coast, most of the country.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In a month and a half.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I forget what your question was now.
just wrap it up, you know, letting, you know, how can those that are listening to us take the most, you know, get the most out of speakers like us, and how to approach and get the most out of these conferences?
I mean, start looking at the conferences that we just talked about and conferences in general that talk about what you might be doing the next 6 months to a year. And sometimes people need budget for these. And you know, I had to talk to my cousin, got her in a year ago because she was like, well, I need to know what the costs are, what the dates are next year, because we're doing a big rollout. And so I think a lot of people, like I used to make it so that I had a budget towards conferences every year when I was in house, so that then I could just pick and choose. And, you know, I would try to room with people to save money on my budget so I could go to more conferences. Cause usually I wanted to go to one in the spring and one in the fall. Right. Cause there's different things going on. But look at local ones and then look at ones that are outside your local region for multiple days. Look at their trainings. You know, if you do everything, if you do SEO, social, PPC, maybe look at there's a Content Marketing Institute, CMI has one in Cleveland every year. And then there's SMX Advanced. It's more advanced, but then they, I think they combine the social with someone else. PubCon has a couple, you know, there's SEJ the last couple of years has had one or two. And then there's like, you know, Social Fresh, and there's the regional search conferences that we're talking about that are one day. Look at those. Those are usually limited. If you're in those areas, there's limited travel budget. If you live, you know, near Minnesota, in Duluth, you know, even if it's a couple hour car ride, just look at the different conferences and plan and ask your boss and say, hey, we're working on this project. you know, I want to go see this speaker, this one, and this one, and these four sessions, I think I can get a lot out of it. And I will try to talk to people, and here's are the questions I'd go with. And I've always found that you won't always get a yes, but I think you get a yes more often.
Yeah. Well, no, that's great. And it got me thinking about how, you know, the more that you plan for this, and the better it's going to be just getting that yes, but also, you know, just have a purpose, have that set of sessions that you are wanting to go and check out, or, you know, the things that are going to help you with your answers. And that's great advice. So
that's all I got.
All right. Well, we look forward, you know, if anyone that's listening to this podcast is at any of these conferences, reach out to Dave and myself. And again, we're both very approachable. We love networking. We love growing our network, so to speak, and chatting with as many people as possible. And we look forward to seeing you. So for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media, and we will see you on the next podcast.
Yep.